And welcome back to Access Cleveland on this Sunday morning. So, I know all of us like to eat. So, with us today, we've got a very special show in store for you today. We have four fine chefs in the building with us today. They're going to tell us about all the good food that they make and where you can go to eat some of it. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about what you can do at home to make a nice, delicious meal as well. So, I'm going to give each one of these chefs a chance to introduce themselves and the restaurants that they represent. Let's go around the table. Start off with you, sir.
Okay. I am Chef Eric Wells. And actually, I don't have a restaurant, but the name of my business is Skylar Ray's Culinary Services. I'm a private chef.
Right.
All right. And I'm Chef, Pastry Chef, Lisiane Terrell. Actually located at my mentor's restaurant called Nevaeh Cuisine.
Awesome.
And hello, everyone. I am Chef Eric Rogers of Nevaeh Cuisine, located in South Euclid, 359 South Green Road, where we feature fresh local ingredients, fresh food made to order, and great pastries and great desserts as well.
Awesome. And you, sir?
All right. I'm actually not a chef, but my name is Ikeen, the general manager of Soul Republic United Restaurants, parent company of Zanzibar Soul Fusion, Angie Soul Cafe, Stone Town Southern Bistro, and Jezebel's Bayou.
Mm. All sounds good. I'm telling you, man, y'all making me hungry. We didn't even start talking about the food that you make yet. Because all of these chefs and general managers that we have here today were at our open house that we had here to dedicate our brand new building, and I had a chance to sample each one of their foods, and man, let me tell you, if you have a chance to go to their restaurants, please do that, because you will definitely enjoy yourself. So let's get into it. Tell us about, Chef Wells, we'll start with you. Tell us about what you do and the things that you offer. What are your specialties?
Okay, well, what I do here is my service is a little different. I'm a private chef. I specialize in doing intimate dinners for two. What I do is I go to a couple's home. I do a six-course menu in their home, and I bring everything, linen, flowers, candles, food, of course, china, silverware, everything, clean up afterwards, really nice and romantic. You know what I specialize in, it kind of varies. I do a lot of Southeast Asian food. I do some authentic Italian, authentic French, so a little bit around the world, but, you know, just enjoy cooking, enjoy doing what I do.
All right. That's awesome. So, fellas, you heard that, you know, we know that y'all can't cook. So if you're looking to impress the lady, go ahead and call Chef Wells. You come to the house, you set everything up, do
correct.
The meal.
Correct, everything. The only thing I use at the clients is their stove and water.
Okay.
And again, just six-course menu. Wow. Usually takes about 3 hours. Just a lot of fun, just nice and relaxed.
Cool. Right. Do you provide the music, too?
I don't provide the music. I can hum a tune, though, right. for it, you know.
All right. Now, as you heard, we have a pastry chef here. Yes. Now, I know the ladies love the desserts and the sweets.
Chef Terrell, let's talk about the desserts and the things that you specialize in.
Well, at the restaurant, I specialize in gourmet cupcakes. Mm-hmm. So any flavor you can think of, I try to make that into a cupcake.
Mm.
Snickerdoodle cookies and Almond Joy candy bars, anything like that. So if you have any ideas, I always ask people to let me know and I'll try to create it.
Right.
But other than the cupcakes, I specialize in specialty cakes. So if you want a cake to look like a shoe, you want it to look like anything. I try to create everything different at an affordable price too. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So I think you need to let our audience know about a little something called a cake shot, because I had a chance to sample that. What's a cake shot?
It was like the it's almost like a cake pop, but off the stick.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
and delicious.
Yes. Cake and icing. It's kind of rolled into a ball and then it's dipped in chocolate. So again, any flavors you can think of. I think the one I did there was red velvet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
red velvet.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome.
Really good.
Chef Rogers, let's talk about Nevaeh. Let's talk about your restaurant.
Nevaeh is it's a special place. It's a community restaurant that focuses on chef-inspired, authentic local cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
All of our dishes are inspired and created by me, my sous chef. We just have fun in a loving environment. Our customer service is superb. The cuisine we put out is fresh daily, made to order.
Mm-hmm.
We involve the community in everything we do. We give back dollars to the community, try to just incorporate our community, our family, our loved ones, and everybody that comes in. It's just a great experience. It's been awesome what we're doing, and we just plan on expanding and plan on continuing to do great things in the Cleveland community as well.
Awesome. We appreciate you guys.
Absolutely.
Akeem. Yes, sir. Let's talk about this good soul food and the many restaurants that you represent. Let's talk about your specialties. Now, I know you, like I said, I know you got a couple restaurants, but let's talk about them.
Well, for us and for me in general, my concept is really to represent the South.
Okay.
That's what we do. And mm-hmm. I feel like we do it very well. Mm-hmm. That's what we concentrate on. And we try to represent all the facets of the South.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the start of it was Angie Soul Food, mm-hmm. which is now Angie Soul Cafe. That's the what we consider the mom and pop, the original, the truest form of soul food, everything from the neck bones and ham hocks mm-hmm. and, you know, black eyed peas and limas and pintos and even chitlins, you
right.
know, during the season. And we feel like we stay true to the essence of soul food.
Yes.
But yet and still, we felt like it was just a larger market out there that I wanted to, you know, touch and bring mm-hmm. over to the Southern cuisine. And we kind of evolved that with the concept of Zanzibar Soul Fusion,
mm-hmm.
which I think we've done that very well. And we took basically those same Southern-based recipes and just put our spin on it,
nice.
Which, you know, basically the fusion.
Right.
So we do what people are very, you know, that's becoming very popular, the chicken and waffles.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. you know, we do a turkey chop, which is becoming our number one seller.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that, you know, for the more health conscious mm-hmm. people that really love that pork chop. We do a turkey chop, smothered, fried, grilled mm-hmm. in many different ways. We have some pastas, some specialty items, but mm-hmm. we put our little Southern spin on it. So it won't just be, you know, American traditional pasta or Italian pasta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we call it a soulful pasta, you know, and, but we still have our collard greens and mac and cheese and black eyed peas mm-hmm. and, like I said, the pork chops and fried chicken, of course.
Right.
You know, and then the other brand is Jezebel's Bayou, which is a very authentic New Orleans mm-hmm. cuisine. So we do the jambalayas and the etouffees mm-hmm. and, you know, the alligator.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And then Stonetown downtown is just the same, going down that same path as Zanzibar. But I just had so many more concepts on my mind. Zanzibar was just one restaurant or one brand, just couldn't, you know, take care of everything, the right. ideas that I had. So I expanded that with Stonetown.
That's awesome.
You know?
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's talk about why each of you decided to go into the food business. What was your motivation to, let's start with you, Chef Wells. Why did you want to become a chef?
Well, I've always had a passion for food in the culinary arts. I cooked when I was young, when I was about 8 years old. I made my first dish for my family and really fell in love with the idea of cooking. And my mother passed away about 10 years ago. And when she passed away, I just decided to take that love of food that I had and the passion that I had and go to culinary school. Went to school and was the first African-American to graduate from my culinary school that
awesome.
I went to. Yeah, definitely. And you know, ever since then, just been doing my thing.
Cool.
You know, just, you know, really enjoy doing what I do.
That's a very inspirational story. Oh, thank you for sharing that with
appreciate
us.
It.
Chef Tyrell, what made you get into pastries?
Oh, goodness. Well, it didn't start with pastries.
Okay.
It started with the food.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, being in the kitchen, watching my mother and my mm-hmm. grandmother. I think my mother told me when I was little, you know, kids were watching cartoons and I was watching the Food Network.
Okay.
So after high school, I went to the University of Akron for their culinary program.
Okay.
And I seen on the Food Network, I seen these ladies making a wedding cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's just something just so beautiful, and people just get so excited when they see stuff like that. They don't even want to cut it. They don't want to eat it. They
right.
just want to keep it. So I always just was like, I have to learn how to do that. So
yeah.
I taught myself. I get on YouTube and try to figure it out if I don't know how to do something. If I don't figure it out on my own, and then, yeah, I kind of just fell into it and so in love.
That's what's up. Thank you. Chef Rogers.
Yes. Well, I would say my passion started at a young age as well. My family owned restaurants in the inner city. So I've always been around food. I've always been cooking for people. And in 2003, I started to start my own catering company. And from there, you know, working the catering company and still working for University Hospitals in management at the time, I decided to take a leap of faith one day and said, I'm going to do this full time.
Mm-hmm.
I had a plan, and I worked that plan, and it led me to a restaurant. And now I'm living a dream, feeling my passion. I'm self-taught. I've never been to school.
Okay.
But I have tremendous passion and dedication and hard work. And if you have those tools, you can do anything in life.
Absolutely right.
So I'm a great example to those that I mentor and those that are around me. But I pull that same inspiration from them daily. So I love what I do, and it shows. So
Absolutely. So, Akeem, what made you decide to get into the restaurant business? What was the motivation to help serve people soul food, that quality soul food?
So for me, it was very much an easy decision. Well, it wasn't an easy decision, but it was easier to get in because I grew up in the business my whole life. So I was born in the business. As early as I can remember, my father was in the business, and then my mother evolved into the business. And, you know, I rebelled against it like, you know, most teens do in the teenage years for about 10 years.
Right.
And just I came back to it, just came back to it. So it was pretty, it's in my blood. It's simple as that. So it's just a natural evolution in life.
Cool.
You know, so this is what I do. This is all I know how to do is the restaurant business, period.
Awesome. Awesome. And all of you guys do an excellent job. Like I said, I've had the pleasure of sampling all of your foods and what you guys offer. So I can personally attest that everyone in this room knows what they're doing. So let's try to share some of that knowledge with the people at home. So if someone's at home and, you know, they want to be able to make a balanced and healthy meal, first of all, let's start off with what things should every kitchen have? And any of you can answer. You don't have to answer in any order.
Well, if you're trying to do healthier, I would definitely say get you some olive oil
instead
of frying, you know. Of course, everybody needs salt and pepper.
You
want it well-seasoned. And, you know, as African-Americans, we tend to, you know, over-season a lot.
Yeah.
And use the seasons that aren't particularly healthy for you, but... You know, try things, you know, things that you don't normally try them. If you don't like them, try something else. I mean, that's how you become well-versed in the kitchen, is just trying things and experimenting and creating things and having fun with your family and as well. And they can be your guinea pigs as far as tasting as well.
Right, and that's coming from the chef that's self-taught. So, you know, that's the best advice that you could get. Yep. So, now... You mentioned how sometimes we, as African Americans, we over-season our food. Now, when it comes to – this is definitely a question I wanted to ask all of you. When it comes to, like, our vegetables, for example, I've been hearing that sometimes we overcook them and kind of cook the nutrients out of it. What's your advice when it comes to, like, cooking your greens and things of that nature to make them still healthy but good?
Well, in regards to what we do try to do at the restaurant is – if you want to keep the nutrients in, boiling and then giving your vegetables maybe an ice bath or running them under cool water.
Okay.
So they still have the green color, but they have a little more texture and still keeping some of those nutrients. And then you can saute them quickly to bring them back to heat. Those are techniques. We like to stew our collard greens for hours and things like that. But you can always saute them quickly and just add some vinegar or maybe some bacon to give them a different texture and a flavor, but they're still healthy for you as well. So
awesome.
It's just getting back to trying different things.
Right. Right. Absolutely. All right. So let these fine people know once again where and how they can get in touch with you to sample some of your foods, and especially let's start with you, Chef Wells, because you come to people's houses.
Definitely. Again, Chef Eric Wells, Sky Larray's Culinary Services. The phone number is 216-254-2808. The website is www.skylarrays.com, or you can Google or Yahoo search Chef Eric Wells. And hit me on Facebook or Twitter or carrier mail or pigeon mail or whatever you like. But, you know, I also do in-home Girls Night Out, like cooking classes. So like, you know, a bunch of girls get together and I come to the home and do like a cooking class, bring recipe packets, all the food, cookware, everything. We have fun and just have fun too. So
I know a group of girls who could use that right now who can't even boil water.
Can't boil your water. Wow. Yeah, but thank you though. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Awesome. Chef Tyrell, I know you're at Nevaeh with Chef Rogers, but go ahead and plug what you do one more time.
All right. It's Pastry Chef Lee Tyrell. You can find me everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. The website's www.caketique, that's C-A-K-E-T-I-Q-U-E, Cleveland, C-L-E.com. And again, you can find me at Nevaeh Cuisine.
Chef Rogers, let's talk about Nevaeh once again.
Once again, you can find myself and the family at 359 South Green Road, Nevaeh Cuisine and Catering. Follow me on Instagram at Chef Eric Rogers and Facebook, Chef Eric Rogers. The website is under construction. It'll be up soon. NevaehMovement.com coming soon. And again, 216-383-8130 is the number to the restaurant.
Awesome.
Hope to see you all soon.
Awesome. And Akeem, let's talk about your group of restaurants and where they are and how people can sample your different foods.
All right. Again, the name of the organization is Seoul Republic United Restaurant Group. And the first is Angie's Seoul Cafe, 39th Superior, Lynn Harvard Plaza. Lynn Cedar on the corner is the newest location, 2 weeks old now. Zanzibar Seoul Fusion at our new home on Shaker Square and our bigger facility. Stonetown, 627 Prospect, a stone's throw away from the casino, right across from Mr. Albert's. And Jezebel's Bayou, 12718 Larchmere Boulevard.
Awesome. Awesome. And once again, I recommend it's Sunday. And I know there's some of y'all out there who don't want to cook tonight, so why don't you hit up one of these fine chefs and get a nice Sunday dinner. And once again, I also want you to go to WZAKCleveland.com. Not only can you catch the full podcast of this interview, but also we're going to post the locations and the phone numbers for each one of these restaurants if you missed it. So once again, I want to thank all of you fine people, fine chefs, fine general managers for coming on out and talking about the things that you do. And helping also our listeners out for eating healthy as well. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right.